There are 10 operating roller coasters in the state of Arizona, scattered across different parks and landscapes. The number of theme parks within the state are even more scarce. Some may even remember the theme park Legend City, which was known to be the Disneyland of the Valley.
The new excitement of a musical adventure is yours in 82. Amused you will be as you ride the new supercharged turbo.
The park opened in 1963 and had a 20-year run. It has a complex and colorful history for only 20 years of time. It was a big part of being a kid in Phoenix during that period.
Decades later, and in a booming state, there have been no fruitful efforts to recreate a theme park in Arizona on the scale of Legend City. Why is that? Welcome to Valley 101, a podcast by the Arizona Republic and AZ Central about Metro Phoenix and beyond. I'm producer Katrina Michalak. With summer just around the corner, I'm exploring our past endeavors regarding theme parks and peeking into future developments to see if they can explain our present theme park scene in the Valley, or lack thereof. To explain the current theme park scene, it's helpful to look at the last great attempt to develop a park on a Disneyland scale, Legend City. Legend City sat on the Phoenix-Tempe border and operated from 1963 until 1983. Lewis Crandall was the mastermind who built the park, and his vision for bringing amusement into Arizona was successful at first. Even though Legend City was less than 100 acres, its character allowed it to hold a candle to Disney's 500-acre space.
The original concept was for it to be an Old West amusement park that addressed different legends of Arizona history, like the Lost Dutchman Mine ride, for example. So it wound up in later years being more of an amusement park with rides. But the original concept was a genuine theme park, and I think that's what made it comparable to a Disneyland.
This is John Bucher, also called the local authority on Legend City. Bucher went to the park as a kid and was entranced by Legend City, which prompted him to write a book about its ups and downs. Bucher is a returning guest on Valley 101. In 2019, Taylor Seeley interviewed him in an episode dedicated to the legendary park. Bucher said he thinks a theme park in today's Arizona would be successful. The population in the Valley is much larger today than it was back when Legend City was operating. But he did raise a few questions about what a modern-day park would look like.
An interesting question, though, is would it be an Old West theme park? The Old West isn't as popular now as it was back in the 60s. The cultural context of Legend City was during a time when the Old West was very popular. Half the shows on TV were Westerns, and a lot of the movies coming out of Hollywood were Westerns, and we kids would play cowboy, and it was really a popular part of our culture, and that's not really the case anymore. So I'm not sure an Old West theme park would get the support, but it could be a component of a larger theme park, like Disneyland has different lands. I certainly think a theme park could be very successful here now. The only question is exactly what would it look like?
While Legend City has a historical impact in the Valley, it ran into multiple struggles that led to its closing. Finances and mismanagement were among the reasons the park shut down. But has this tainted future prospects?
Simply the failure of Legend City that cast quite a long shadow. And I think that discouraged a lot of potential investors over the years. And Legend City's been gone for 40 years now, which is hard for me to believe. But we've heard a lot of talk in those 40 years about bringing back Legend City. But the failure of Legend City, I think, served as a deterrent. But, you know, it's been 40 years, and I don't think that that would be as much of a factor now than it used to be. But I think it was for quite some time.
The ultimate fate of Legend City may have been one reason why Arizona has lacked a lucrative theme park for so long. But as John said, decades have passed since the park's closing, and Arizona is starting to see investors take a leap of faith in jump-starting the entertainment industry again. Looking at future plans for the state provides some clues for the future. Investors have to find a way to maintain a theme park in the valley's hot desert months.
Hi, Barbie!
Mark Cornell is the co-founder of Mattel, a global toy and entertainment company that owns some of the most popular children's brands, including Barbie, American Girl doll, Hot Wheels, and more. Mattel is currently developing a 9-acre park and entertainment hub in Glendale called Mattel Adventure Park. Cornell said the heat has been a big factor that has turned other investors away from developing a theme park here, but his park model has found a way to beat the heat.
I found a conceptual business model where we can take an indoor theme park, load, unload, and queue in air conditioning, and then have those roller coasters, those rides, the train, the go-karts, all sort of go outside and come back in, all of them, load, unload, and queue indoors. We have two Hot Wheels roller coasters. We have two Hot Wheels go-karts. You know, we have a Thomas the Tank Engine. All of those rides start inside and go outside. All of the Thomas and Friends, you know, family, kid rides are all indoors. Our Barbie flying theater is all indoors.
The new park will feature two new roller coasters for Arizonans to try. The first one is
Bone Shaker, and this family coaster is ultimately has a hot rod skull design in the front. It loads indoors, elevates on a lift through the roof to about 87 feet where it crests, becomes a rooftop coaster, which is, you know, simply amazing. Max speed is only, you know, slightly over 30 miles per hour.
And the second one is
the Twin Mill is our thrill coaster, which literally has a dark ride experience in the beginning where audio and lighting and thematics all play a big part of the experience. You get launched out of a tunnel into a double loop, into another corkscrew with four inversions. It's about 60 miles per hour in about 3 seconds. So it's quite a experience coming out of that tunnel. So we're super excited to debut and launch that coaster.
Mattel's model of prioritizing indoor, air-conditioned space could be a key to having a theme park in Arizona. Mark also said the park aims to be open year-round, which can attract visitors during the cooler, more bearable months. The diversity in the park rides also holds a key to catering to the wide range of demographics who now reside in the valley. Mark said the park is targeting an opening date in December.
I'm so glad that Arizona is our first location. The response that I've gotten from, you know, our friends here in Arizona has been extraordinary, and I just can't wait to share it with everybody here.
Mattel Adventure Park has components of that amusement park scene Arizona's been missing since Legend City closed, but a few smaller ones have stayed. There's also castles and coasters and mountain rides, such as the upcoming Sunrise Apache Alpine Coaster. Now you may be asking, what in the world is an alpine coaster or a mountain ride? Well, our newsroom Ultimate Arizona reporter, Tiffany Acosta, broke down for us the pros and cons of a mountain coaster versus a standard roller coaster.
A mountain coaster is basically a solo roller coaster that you get to control the speed of. So it's, I think, one or two persons could be on each little, like, cart or seating thing. But the disadvantage is that It's so far. The mountain coaster is in the mountains, and we are in the middle of the desert. If you want to go one, you have to go up to Flagstaff or anywhere else where it's cooler, where the pines and stuff like that. That's one disadvantage. But an advantage is it's more individualized. You get to do it at your own pace. I feel with roller coasters, it's like a really fast process. You wait in line for an hour and you're only on the ride for 5 minutes. It's annoying, but there is that kind of like thrill, like super, super fast. With the mountain coaster, it's for everybody.
Six Flags does have a park in Phoenix, though it's not quite an amusement park in the way we're talking about. Hurricane Harbor is a water park located in northern Phoenix. The space was previously Wet n Wild before Six Flags acquired it back in 2019. Phoenix Park spokesperson Heather Austin gave us insight into the acquisition, saying its close proximity to other parks could be a perk for park goers.
The original acquisition strategy back in 2019 was Six Flags looked at different water parks and theme parks that were near some of their other existing properties because they really wanted to push more than a single usage. So for instance, Six Flags Magic Mountain in LA, instead of you just buying a pass to go one time, if there could be a park close to that you would buy a season pass, have access to both, that would encourage the season pass purchase. And so that was one of the reasons that our Six Flags, that Hurricane Harbor Phoenix was even acquired, is because it was something that there could create that proximity.
And I've talked about this topic with a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, and we asked the question, why isn't there an amusement park in Arizona?
This question may be more complex than we think.
But if you think about it, Arizona's only hot for probably 3 to 4 months out of the whole year. And for us, like in the winter and fall, it gets cold. As a native Arizonian, 70 degrees, it's cold for me. So if Arizona were to build, for example, a Six Flags, which is perfect for, you know, all types of demographics, adults, college kids, even little kids, they will be open basically, let's just say, 6, 7, 8 months out of the whole year. And if they really want to close during the summer months, which they don't have to because Six Flags has a lot of water rides, they can do that. They could close for just 3 months and have it open for the rest of the year.
Hurricane Harbor Phoenix operates typically from March around spring break through the middle of September. Their water rides in shady areas, Heather says, allows people to have fun while in the desert heat. Since Hurricane Harbor is strictly a water park and not a standard theme park, it's harder to stay open during the winter months.
So we have looked at operating calendars. The water is not heated, so it really depends on the weather. If we get some rain or if it's a little bit chillier March, we'll see lower attendance even though we're open. And then in Arizona, families get really busy. So even in the fall, when it's still hot, when that school year starts, you see a lot of kids are into their music and their sports activities, and so they don't maybe have as much free time.
This busy schedule for many families could be another factor that inhibits theme park developments in the valley. But there's still the demand and the space for a potential development.
So there is such a huge opportunity for that, for Arizona to have an amusement park like Six Flags, because it's not like Disneyland. It's not like Disneyland where it's like only in California, only in Florida, only in Paris, for example. Six Flags, it's everywhere. You can find a Six Flags in Chicago. In Texas, for example, too. It's not like exclusive like Disney. So there's a huge opportunity for expansion here.
One of the advantages of Hurricane Harbor is actually the space it had to expand.
When you look at 35 acres, that's huge. And so there's the opportunity to expand, which we've been able to do recently. We did the Paradise Island expansion, which was a 4,700 square foot expansion. It had areas for the younger kids. There was kind of a beach style entry. You can play basketball within the water there, and just a whole new area for people to kind of spread out and enjoy.
Even though there's no active development of a Six Flags theme park in Arizona, Tiffany has a few ideas for location, if any theme park plans were to come to fruition.
So, Arizona's big. You have to drive anywhere and everywhere. It's not going to be a quick 5-10 minute drive, right? And Arizona's already very, very populated. So the locations that I was thinking that could be a Six Flags or any type of amusement park could be Chandler, for example. Chandler is growing in both population. They're building a lot of stuff. Recently, they built an indoor go-kart called Andretti. Super cool. They have arcade. They have bowling. They have laser tag. They have a lot of stuff there. It's huge. Maybe Apache Junction. I know it's far, but I'm thinking about space, you know, parking-wise.
Despite Hurricane Harbor not being a standard theme park, Heather says she's still grateful for a Six Flags location in Arizona.
We kind of treat it like we would going to a theme park. We plan out our visit. We plan out what rides we're going to go to. We plan out where we're going to meet up. So creating that really kind of unique experience has been a pleasure just as a mom getting to go to the park. And so I think I just appreciate that we have a Six Flags in Arizona, that we have something to offer families.
By looking into the past, we can learn from the mistakes Legend City made during its operation. We can look into the future of Mattel's Adventure Park and take notes about the business model Cornell is using to combat Arizona's heat. There's the demographic for a theme park to be a massive hit in our present. These past and future developments could offer us notes in order to develop a present-day theme park in Arizona that could be successful. Before we go, Tiffany raised one more selling point for Arizona.
Arizona has a space. It has the hype. It has the population because a lot of people may think, why would I want to go to an amusement park in Arizona when you can drive to California and visit all these other amusement parks, right? Well, California's super crowded. California's kind of far if you drive. California is more expensive than Arizona. And Arizona just is more chill, I would say, even though it is getting more and more populated, it still has that space. And if people are still complaining about the heat, it's too hot for an amusement park, why not build an indoor amusement park like they have in Dubai? Dubai is super hot and we can take some notes.
Tiffany is referring here to the DreamWorks Animation Park in Dubai.
It's all indoors and it's super, super big. It kind of looks like a big old dome, but it's all indoors and they have roller coasters, they have a water park, they have a bunch of like little attractions. That could be even an option in Arizona.
Oh, it's too hot in Arizona. Well, when you're 300 feet in the air riding on a roller coaster.
Valley 101 is a podcast by the Arizona Republic and azcentral.com.
You're going down, accelerating, the wind's blowing in your face. You're not going to be thinking about
that. No, literally, like...
If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends. And if you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed. Don't forget to rate and review us. And go ahead, give us 5 stars. Remember to submit your questions about Phoenix and Arizona to valley101.azcentral.com. Your question might be in our next episode. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @AZCPodcasts.
What a gust of wind.
This episode was written and produced by me, Katrina Michalak. Kaylee Monahan and Amanda Luberto provided additional production support. Kara Edgerson provided production oversight. Music for this and all our shows comes from Universal Production Music. Valley 101 is an Arizona Republic and azcentral.com production. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.